Hello there, how are you?
Right, yeah.
So I just wanted to look, you know, heads up, so you know.
Alright, yeah. Well, you can explain why, too, yeah. Buy your cattle.
Who's the color tonight? Nobody called you about the blue?
Nobody wants to sit up.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah. And I just added just one more
Okay. Hey Steve, how you doing? Just waiting for you to get settled and we'll get started.
No problem. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Frank, take a seat. All right, I call the meeting to order at 7 p.m. All rise for a moment of silence and pledge of allegiance. And I just want to state tonight, the moment of silence should be focused on the incident in Las Vegas, the shooting incident.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thanks everyone for coming to the regular council meeting of the Borough of Chester Heights on October 2nd, 2017. Roll call. We have five council members present, Ann Searle, myself, Jordan Goldberg, Marta Driscoll, Jeff Durst, and the mayor, Mark Carroll, is here, the engineer, Matt Hootman, and Frank Daly is here as a solicitor. First on the agenda would be the opportunity for the public to address council. Please state your name and address for the record. First row? Nothing. Second row?
Janice Plekin, Schoonover, 3 Thistle Lane, Media, PA. 19063,
Highlands. What can I do for you, Janice?
Over the past 4 or 5 years, I've been writing letters, and my husband's been writing letters, and then we met as a council to define who's responsible for what along Walnut. And we have 2 dead trees that I've been asked several times to get taken down since the 2015 storm, and I'll give this to you guys so you can see what it looks like. They are now bug infested woodpeckers. It's just a horrible mess. And I've had several conversations, and I just want to know when they're going to be removed.
This property, it's owned by Darlington Woods, is that correct?
It is correct.
So that is an issue for you to work with Darlington Woods, but since George is here, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, so I know, unless these were overlooked, we did step up, Darlington Woods did step up. I talked to the board, I worked with them, we cut down 4 trees along Walnut Hill Boulevard, back and up to the Highlands itself that were dead. I don't know if these were not identified as the 4, but that was recently done. A few, I guess probably about 6 to 8 weeks ago.
There was somebody who came down and did some of that.
Yes.
Okay, and it's clear, which is the fence, all right, which is my neighbor's fence, it marks our property line. And that's within, those trees are within 2-3 feet from that fence line on the Darlington Woods. So it may have been overlooked.
Yeah, I think it was a clear overlook because any trees that were identified as dead along the Walnut Hill Boulevard, I guess the within the curving, I figure it was like 10 feet or whatever it was, there were 4 of them that were recently moved. I'll be more than happy to if you could give you specifically the address or some identification of these things, I'll be more than happy to go back to Darlington Woods and have them address those. So that's not an issue with that. Like I said, from the ones that were obvious were removed, if these things must have been much further back that were...
No, it's all in line.
Again, I'll be more than happy to go back, and if you could give me specifically which ones they are, I'll be more than happy to go back and discuss it with the board of me coming up this week to get this remediated.
And how long will that take to get it remediated? I've already been into it 5 years, so it's been 2 years with the same question. So
I guess, Janice, what I would suggest is when is your next board meeting?
We have a work session coming up this week.
Okay.
on Thursday. Like I said, I'll be more than happy to do it. Like I said, we've been stepping up. We've been trying to get a more holistic plan put in place. It's taken a while because there's so many HOAs and it's a split ownership among that particular road itself. I would like to have a better solution put in for improvements and more consistently. But specifically with the trees itself, we have been maintaining the properties since we had a meeting with all the HOAs last year. With the grass itself, we've gone ahead, we've taken care of some of the trees. There are some of the trees that were not Darlington Woods' responsibility, which is part of the findings itself.
You can keep that. Those are our priority. If you look on here, I'm sorry, councilors, I'm doing this to you guys.
No problem.
If you look right here, there is a fence right there. Okay?
I'm sorry.
There's a fence right here. Okay. It didn't show up here very well.
Okay, no problem.
So then you've got a couple feet in between, mm-hmm. and this goes right across. Mm-hmm. Okay? These are your trees right along here. And those are the ones that are all bug infested.
Okay.
Okay.
So I would say, Jordan, once you have had a chance to talk, this is really not a matter for council, but we're going to allow it because Janice would like some help. So once you have a solution with the board of the HOA, if you can let Janice know when you're planning to
address it. I have your contact information. So either myself or the manager of Darlington Woods will be in contact with you to, if we have to get further clarification, I'll give you the timing on when this will be remediated.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Third row, Tim.
Good evening. Tim Smith, 1 Smithbridge LLC, 19 Smithbridge Road, Chester Heights. You had asked me to come back this month for the update on the Chester Heights market.
Right.
I did speak with your engineer today, received an email. I believe council was considering we'll be moving the planning module forward. They'll move from you to Southwest, then from Southwest to Delcora, and then it'll come back to you for final approval and signature and get that to DEP. I also spoke to the engineer. Unfortunately, I was out of town last week. I couldn't do it before today. I did get copies of the prior review letters, the last review letters that were done. So as we're moving forward on preparing the plans, we can make sure we address any outstanding comments and bring you back a set of plans that not only address previous comments, come up to your final plan standards, and also address the revised sewage disposal method of public sewer connection and public water.
Matt, did you want to talk about this now or wait until we get to your section?
Yeah, we can talk about it now.
Okay.
They did, I guess even last meeting, there was the submission of the planning modules, which is an exemption. Since now they have the ability to connect to public sewers, an exemption is like a one-page form that gives some data on the site, the applicant, and the usage, but that has to be signed off by everybody who collects, conveys, and treats the sewage. So it has to go through all those entities first before it comes back to the borough for borough action. We get to see if there's any issues that the conveyance facility has, which would be Southwest, if there's any issues that the treatment facility would have, which is Delcora, and at that time, Borough Council can make its official decision. But in the meantime, to get the ball rolling, the first entity, Southwest, just wants to see some documentation from the borough that, yes, we're aware that this module has been filed, and please continue with your review. So that's I did issue that letter for the applicant.
Okay.
And we were able to, we had on file all the previous reviews from the land development application, I think, which was back 2009, 2010. And I gave copies of those to Tim, as he stated, so they can use that and move forward.
So we, you know, this lingered for a long time. Do you feel that we're making sufficient progress on this now?
Well, I think at this point in time, I would expect to get, now that they got their sewage resolved and they're working on the approvals for that, I'd hope to see final plans submitted within 30 days.
Okay. What would the exact day be, or roughly, not, what would the target date be?
Well, to get on a, let's say, to work backwards, to get on a planning commission agenda, and they meet the fourth Thursday, I generally like 3 to 4 weeks ahead of time to do the review and get it back to the planning commission so they have a few days to digest it before they have their meeting. So I guess that would be, let's say, the fourth Thursday of this month, which is cutting into it. Into 30 days, that's more like
3 weeks.
that's good.
Is that doable?
Well,
the fourth Thursday for November is Thanksgiving.
The planning commission, because of the holiday,
we moved up a week.
Yeah.
Planning commission meeting is 10/26 of this month.
We'd have to be the November Planning Commission.
Oh, sorry, 11/16 of the year 2027.
What's the one for December if we have to go out that far?
The fourth.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I think we changed it.
12/21.
12/21.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a more realistic.
Yeah, with the
date.
With the November meeting moved up a week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, I would say that they have to have plans into the township, the borough, I'm sorry, by mid-November, November 15th.
Okay, let's go with that plan then. Just keep this moving along.
Okay.
Any questions from council?
I guess my question is, the extension expires on 10/17, so we'd have to do that now.
Yes. We can do it during Matt's, okay. You know. It's, you want to do it now? Just extend it? All right.
Extension is for 3 months, correct?
Right.
That puts us in January
17th? Well, I think
it's
you might,
90
just,
days,
you might
so
want to just extend till November 15th.
Okay. That's a good plan. All right, so I'm going to make a motion. No, I'm going to ask for a motion, excuse me, that we extend the SB Conrad Chester Heights Market plans until November 15th of 2017.
Madam President, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
You might want to move that to the regular council meeting of December, just in case we have to take action on it. We're not going to be together on the 15th.
True.
Yeah.
You're true.
What's the date on that? 12/4. All right. But don't we still need final plans by the 15th?
Yes.
However, we want to extend
the extension
to the 4th. Good point. I understand. All right. Okay. Would someone like to make a motion, or would you like me to ask for a motion? Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion for an extension letter to SB Conrad for the Chester Heights Market till 12/4/17.
Is there a second?
Second.
Jeff seconds. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? The motion passes. Okay, so we're still in the portion of public comment, but we got that out of the way. Okay. Anything else in the third row? Fourth row? Jeannie Marie?
Hi, thank you. Jeannie Marie, Ellis 55 Bishop. I have a comment about something that was discussed last borough council meeting last month that was not on the agenda regarding recycling day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looked at the agenda. It was 9:05. I decided to leave. Had that been posted, I would have stayed. and I think a lot of people I'm sitting around probably would have stayed as well. Susan, in particular, I'm kind of disappointed in that when you were first on council, I guess my mom and I came to maybe your second council meeting. You were sitting where Jeff is sitting now, and Pat Patterson wanted to vote on something. And you said, no, because I feel very strongly that if something is not on the agenda, we cannot vote on it. And I remember thinking, huh, she's going to go far. Because you stood up and you said, no, this isn't right. And then I feel like last month, that entire sentiment went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And the resolution that was passed was not posted. It was felt like First Amendment rights, possible infringement, and it felt very political, and it's not where I thought we were going, and incredibly disappointed that it happened.
Yeah, and that's really just a function of the timing of the information coming to me and putting it in as new business on the agenda. So thank you for your feedback. Anything else in the fourth row?
Yeah, Don Garahan from 240 Llewellyn Road. I just wanted to follow up on the bamboo and the I see it's mentioned here in the code review, but can you tell me where it's progressed at this point?
There's been a lot of discussion about it, and we've also gotten feedback from people that did not attend the public hearing. I know I gave I gave Joe and Frank, you know, a list of my notes, and I think Philip was going to give you a list. Did you get those?
I didn't receive Phil's, and Joe and I have not had a chance to meet to hash it out.
And there's an attorney in the borough who had some feedback, which I think that would be good feedback to have as well, and so I'm trying to get that. So we're working on it, but we don't have, we're not in a position to have another public hearing yet.
Okay. Are they closed meetings that you work on then?
No, not at all. For one thing, if it's not a quorum, I mean, two people can meet on something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know, right now all we're doing is feeding information to Joe and Frank so they can sit down and, you know, make changes.
Okay.
So
Mike could communicate with Joe and Frank, I guess, is what you recommend.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Frank, did you receive any comments from Planning Commission?
Other than Thayer's?
They had a meeting. They just had a meeting to talk about it, didn't they?
Yeah,
last
we talked about
week,
it like
yeah.
a couple months ago, and then we had a list of comments then, too.
Right.
Bayer's comments from August, I don't believe I can see any comments.
Did you see my comments in August also?
I did.
Okay. I'll follow up with Ellen to make sure if Lenny has any other comments that forward.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. Anything else in the back row?
Yeah, I have a follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
You said you made a decision based on information. What information? Did you slip a resolution in at the end? I don't understand. Seems like lack of transparency.
It wasn't a resolution. It was a motion.
The thing said resolution.
And I had asked about whether people were going to campaign, and I did not get a response. And so right before, you know, that was my last chance before recycling day to do anything about it.
You would ask at the meeting?
No, I was talking to Steve Luongo about it. He did not return my call.
Okay.
So that was my...
So it was just based on campaigning?
It was based on the fact that it's a community event. It's
yeah.
not wow. It's not meant for politics. And so because I didn't get a response back from Steve, and we had a meeting that was right before the recycling day, I wanted to make it clear that no, I didn't want either party to be campaigning at that event.
I just think there are, you know, residents living here, that's all. We should be able to do what we want where we live, especially if someone's running for office. That's just a comment, that's all.
Well, I don't agree when it's an event that was using borough resources, borough funds, and it was conducted on borough property. I think that crosses the line.
Okay. Well,
and so did my other council members because they agreed, you know, they... supported the motion.
The problem was the way it was slipped in. That's the whole problem. That's the issue.
Yes, Gina Marie?
You know, I know a lot of us, it's a topic right now, obviously, for many, many of us. The Bethel Corn Boil, Concord Community Day, any event happening at Rose Tree Park. Right now, community days are the only opportunity the community has to meet people running for office on either side without having to pay a donation fee. You know, I went to a tailgate the other day, it cost me $75 so I could meet people. You know what? The community days are the place, in my opinion, where we meet people who want to serve us, who are already serving us on the properties that they're serving us on, where you don't have to pay the price of admission. And everybody around is campaigning everywhere right now, and the community day, the recycling days, the pill turn-in events, the corn boils, all of that. That's exactly where you go to meet people. As a matter of fact, the last couple of recycling days, that's where I met Jordan and you.
Yeah, me too.
Actively Susan. Campaigning.
Yep, that's Susan, man.
All right, thank you for your feedback.
Terrible.
Anybody else? Drew? Divinity? Okay. All right. Next is approval of the minutes of the September 11, 2017 regular council session. I did give Sue some minor changes, mostly some names were misspelled. There were some typos. Did anybody have any other feedback for Sue?
To the question about Ohio, I guess I could ask, we could ask for it.
Since I wasn't at the meeting, do I vote?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't see anything that was misstated in the minutes. Did anybody
no.
see anything?
No.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the September 11th, 2017 Borough Council meeting? That included the public hearing.
So moved.
Marta makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Jeff seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion passes. Next thing would be to approve the minutes of the September 25th, 2017 work session. I did not note any changes, typos, misstatements. Were there any questions from council on it? No?
No.
Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the September 25th, 2017 work session?
So moved.
Ann makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Marta seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. All right. Secretary Treasurer report approval. Did everyone have a chance to look over the numbers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So our receipts for September were $36,881. Are there any questions about the receipts?
I do have a question about the state fire relief. That looks lower than usual. Is there a reason?
Sue can't hear.
The state fire relief fund, that looks like it's
lower?
Yeah, it's lower than usual.
Yeah, it can vary. Some years it's been 40,000. It's usually around 25, and this year it was 19.
Okay. Do they give us any reason for that?
No.
All right, thank you.
It's the annual state fire relief. Every municipality gets it, deposits it, and then writes a check to the volunteer fire company.
And the library check, that's going out.
That's expenses. We do that. So this is just receipts. Yeah.
Gotta have myself.
Okay. Any other questions on receipts?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve the receipts for September 2017?
So moved.
Jeff makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Jordan seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone
aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. So now on to expenses. Our expenses were $60,768. This time of year, our expenses do tend to be higher than our receipts because most of our revenue comes in the first, like, 3 or 4 months of the year.
So these expenses are the checks that were signed tonight, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the library is going to get their money this month.
Right. Craig, did Craig check? Craig check?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to note, one of the reasons expenses were higher was because of the recycling day. There's about $5,000 worth of expenses in here, and also the library contribution. So that made the expenses much higher than usual. The payment to the annual state fire relief was a pass through against receipts. Any other questions about expenses? Do I have a motion to approve the expenses for September 2017?
So moved.
Ann makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Marta second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion passes. Okay. Sue, you also wanted to talk about the iron worker CD. So Sue left me some information. We have a CD for $44,000 at the Iron Workers Bank in Aston. The rate on it is 0.74%. You're not going to get rich on CD rates these days. She did look up Colmalvern Federal, TD Bank, and Fulton Bank to get their rates, and all of those rates were lower than the Ironworkers CD. So does everyone pretty much agree that we should just roll it over?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, just a general question. Is it a 12-month CD?
Mm-hmm.
Can we go longer than 12 months for a higher interest rate, or do we want to stay at 12 months?
Is it a 12-month CD, Sue?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
But I told Sue that the next time, this is matures on 10/30. I asked her to put it in the September meeting so we have a little more time to talk about it the next time. Not the month of, but the month before it matures. Okay.
But it looks like right now we're at 0.9 and it's going down to 0.74.
Where's that at on the...
You can hold off till November because it matures on the 30th and you have a 7-day afterwards. So if you want to wait till November.
When's our meeting?
November
6th. Okay. Well, let's do that then. Maybe if you could ask about, if we had a longer term CD, would we get a better rate? Okay. All right. So no need to make a motion tonight. Maybe you could find out and tell us at the work session this month. Okay. All right. Where are we at?
Correspondence.
That's Anne, my favorite.
There's two pieces of correspondence. One is about street decorations for the holidays, and the other piece of correspondence is from the American Red Cross asking for donations for disaster relief. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Inspector's report, Rich?
Normal inspections have continued. They started to demo the building for Harbor Square. Wawa is starting to wrap up. I guess they're looking to occupy the upper two floors of the parking garage by the middle of next month. So there's still quite a bit to do to wrap up that project. Zoning, I saw your email this morning on a noise complaint.
Mm-hmm.
I did not write one because a letter on that because several times that I had been by there, there was virtually not any activity.
And I went by a couple times and I didn't hear anything either.
Didn't hear. And I don't like to just fire out letters frivolously. So I know the people that own this building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send them a letter and just, you know, try and say, I'm not coming at you as a violation, but can you speak to your owners? The funny thing is we've got quite a number of homes along the back there. And we've only got one person that's complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Normally there would be more than one if this was outrageous.
Right.
That's the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he in his last email, he said, just ask them to close the back door and see if they can do that.
At times during the summer it was open, but there wasn't any noise.
Yeah.
Okay. So... it doesn't mean they don't crank the radio up and somebody was out there screaming supposedly in the first complaint.
Yeah, so. I think 5 in the morning is what she had said.
5 in the morning?
Like 5:30, 5:45. The boot camp that starts there.
Oh, somebody you talked to
someone?
Well, a lot
of these gyms open early because people want to go there before.
I just remember hearing that from her.
So, I will address it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
That's all I have zoning-wise at this point.
Okay, the fire marshal was not able to be here tonight, but he said there it was routine matters. And sewage enforcement, Sue, is there a report? No report. And Rich, anything on zoning?
Well, that would have been the only zoning issue.
The noise. Okay.
I'm going to ask if I can leave because I need to be at Birmingham. I was in court almost all day on a case for them, so their meeting starts a little later than yours.
Okay. All right. Frank, solicitor's report. Thank you, Rich.
Yes, on the agenda is the resolution for the final approval of the beer delivery. As we discussed at the work session, this particular development had already received preliminary development approval, which basically sets out what it is they have to comply with in order to get final approval. And our advisory committees are essentially saying, subject to the engineer being satisfied to everything, that they recommend that we approve the plan for 33 townhouses at this location. There's been some discussion regarding the sewage treatment. Originally, it was going to be done by, or anticipated being done by Congress. However, they have entered into an agreement with Walnut Hill. Thank you. I did receive an email today from our engineer concerning some matters about access and maintenance. If you want to amplify on that, Matt, I think you did speak to the...
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that the sanitary sewage agreement addressed ongoing maintenance after initial installation of the pump, the gravity lines to the pump station, the force main away from the pump station, so forth. But it didn't mention the access drive, and I did confirm with the applicant that the access drive is not going to be maintained by Walnut Hill, but it will be maintained by the HOA of the community. So that alleviated my concern. Elsewise, I reviewed all of the information that Frank put forth.
I'm sorry, so say that again. What's the...
The access drive down to the pump station from the private road. It's not a public street, it'll be a private street, but from that point down to the pump station, there is an access path, access road. And I just wanted to confirm that the HOA was going to maintain that drive, because it wasn't specifically mentioned in the sanitary sewer agreement that it was a facility that Walnut Hill Utility Company was going to maintain.
And that's Darlington Woods. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, in so much of any of the documents that Frank put together that dealt with engineering type issues, I was very comfortable with, so I had no further comment than the recommendations set forth by the borough solicitor.
And so just to review, this land development got preliminary approval in 2015,
correct,
which turns a developer loose to spend serious money on engineering and detailed planning for the project. And really the only reason that we would not give final approval is if something material changed in the project itself. And the only thing that has changed is the location from which they're getting sewer, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When Darlington Heights, I guess the condos.
Darlington Woods?
The townhomes.
The reserve.
The reserve, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When they were first being built, the question was about Walnut Hill Utilities sewer, if it could hold all those units. And question was, you know, yes, but it's going to have to be upgraded and some other stuff. Now that you're adding 33 more, are you going to have that as well? Is that a concern?
I don't remember them requiring any upgrades, to tell you the truth.
No, but it was like on the border line of what it can handle and what it can't.
Those 33 homes are going to bring us to 51% capacity.
Right. It's been analyzed both by our engineer, project engineer, as well as Walnut Hill has retained it.
Plus four tying into that, the developer is going to upgrade the current pump station that's there.
It's a new pump
station. Okay, great. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay.
So essentially, it is my recommendation that the resolution is prepared to be considered, and I recommend approval.
And did I mention this was on land zoned for mobile homes?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
good.
You did not,
but you had.
Yeah.
So
it was zoned for mobile homes.
And they got a conditional use to put in 33 townhouses instead of mobile homes.
Matt, I think you said there was 20 acres along Stony Bank Road that was zoned for mobile homes, and some of it became the rental storage units.
Correct.
Behind Darlington Woods, and then this is the other piece that is becoming townhomes. And I think probably from a population density point of view, the townhomes is probably less population dense than mobile homes would be.
Correct.
So. Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to grant final approval to the Beard land development along the Stony Bank Road? Now, Jordan, go ahead.
I'm going to abstain from this particular motion. As a result, as I signed the agreement on behalf of Darlington Woods to agree with Walnut Hill to provide access to the beer development to use it. So to avoid any type of conflict of interest and for transparency, I'm going to abstain from the vote on this particular issue.
Okay. So do I have a motion for the approval, final approval of the beer land development along Stony Bank Road?
So
Marta makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Ann seconds. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Gordon abstains.
I abstain.
And there's no opposed, so do we have four? Yes, the motion passes. That's a quorum. Okay, good. All right, Frank, next.
We already covered the next one.
Okay, good. Anything else? No. Matt, anything on the engineer's report?
Just quickly, they finished up with the clearing here at the DeSalvo Park. Looks very nice. Took a lot of dead trees out, and also took some just they removed some waste material that was left in the area too. We did a nice job. So that's completed. Brookfield, they paved the back section of their access road, so everything is paved now in Brookfield. And then Chester Heights Market, we covered that during the public comment period.
Okay.
Matt, now that they have the paving, does that mean all the drainage, at least as far as the road is concerned, is taken care of?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Matt?
No.
Okay. Mayor's report?
Yes, thank you. At the Chester Heights Council meetings of July and August, I spoke out in opposition of the then-proposed visitor policy. I took council's advice and checked with some of the surrounding communities. My main concern about the policy was the safety of the borough secretary and the concerns of our borough residents. At the August work session, Councilman Block provided a three-page statement about the policy. In that statement, I was misquoted twice, and those misquotes were used to imply secretive meetings in the shadows and a past lack of transparency. At no time did I go on record stating that meetings residents have with me are and should be kept confidential and private. I also never stated that there are few instances where public facilities require signing in. Using misquotes to frame an argument is not an honest way to make a point. In my remarks, I simply asked the question, why does all of council need to know if someone has a question for the mayor, or a question for the building inspector, or the fire marshal, or the council president? I also stated that residents may not want to put some things in the book for all the public to see, things such as a neighbor complaint or a financial issue, or a complaint about a council person, or the mayor, or a borough employee. Mr. Daly, I have a question for you. Also, as a former mayor, if a resident tells me that they're aware of a possible criminal activity, is it my obligation to put them in touch with Pennsylvania State Police or to report that back to council?
One would think you would do both, but...
Well, in the one instance I had before with that, I was told by the police not to tell anyone. I did confide in our solicitor, and he agreed that it could be a liability issue because if the charges turn out not to be warranted.
Well, I would certainly expect it would be in a... executive session, and it would not be something that would be
well. I was advised by the state police and our solicitor not to tell anybody. Okay. That's just an example I thought of. I have served this borough to the best of my abilities for 23 years. The last 18 as mayor. I am well aware of the Pennsylvania Sunshine Act. In my years of service, I have never been a part of or aware of any improper activities by any borough officials. If Councilman Block is aware of any secretive meetings or any other improper activities, as an elected official, he has an obligation to report that to this council, to our borough solicitor, and to file a complaint. I think it is disgraceful to throw mud in an effort to try to tarnish my 23 years of service and the reputations of many dedicated residents who served along with me.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
I would ask that these be made a part of the record for this meeting.
Okay.
And I would also ask that two quotes be taken out of the August minutes that were attributed to me that were not said.
Okay. Can we...
I have...
Go, Yeah, I know, but can we go, can we put them on the agenda for the next meeting and then, like, I guess we have to rescind approval and reapprove them or something?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we can put that on the agenda for the next time.
That's fine.
Okay. Do you want to give Sue an electronic copy of your statement?
I do. So, okay. I have one.
All right, good. Okay. Committee reports. Philip is not here tonight. We do have Mary Kay Byrne and Greg Chestnut in the audience. Any update on school matters?
School district, just two things very briefly. We had 13 students that are semifinalists in the 2018 National Merit Scholarship Competition. That's a big deal. Because the most we've had in a long time. And also our football team, as many of you know, is undefeated. They're going in 5-0, and they play Mark on Newtown at noon this Friday. So you can make it to the game, come and support the team.
And in case you think the school board job is all glamour and fun, at last month's work session, the highlight was a tour of the restrooms. Check out the sights and smells of the restrooms. With renovations in mind.
What was the low light?
They had to clean the bathrooms as well.
All right, anything else? No. Mary Kay or Greg? Okay. Borough property, parks, open space. Mark, did you have anything?
I did not have an opportunity to talk to Philip, but I do have a question for council. Did we make a decision? I know we had talked about possibly doing the paving this year, but we wanted to wait till the end of the year to see where the budget stood.
I think we said we were going to put that off until next year, and we'll probably have to bid it again, though.
Yes. I just want to know where we stood.
Yeah, okay. So that's where that stands.
That's all for borough property. Matt covered the rest of it with the trees.
Right. And we got a pretty good deal on the tree work, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
We did.
And then engineering, construction, inspections. Joe is not here. Anything, Matt?
I think I covered.
Covered it already? Right. Okay. Finance and insurance, Marta?
So just we're working on the budget. We'll be presenting a preliminary one at the next work session, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Marta and I did spend an hour and a half going through it line item by line item on Friday night, so.
I think that's only 2 hours.
There's a lot of questions, so. It was 2 hours? No, whatever. It was a blast.
Friday nights for council people.
Okay, highways, transportation. Jordan, do you have anything?
Yeah, two things. I'm just following up with PennDOT regarding gateway signage and the ability to put Chester Heights gateway signage on some major throughways through our state road and through our community as we go into it, just to understand what the specifications are. And following up, trying to get a solid contact with some of the traffic issues and traffic calming, things that we're dealing with within the borough itself. So I'm waiting for responses back.
Okay. Any questions for Jordan?
Yes. Are we just going to consider the property out here first for gateway signage, or do we have other places in the borough we want to?
Well, we have money in the budget for the signs.
I know we have money for the signs.
Right. I'm just saying.
Location like, that I was.
Right. No. I know, but I'm just saying. Like, it really depends on how much they cost. Like, where we're going to put them. So, right. I don't think we've determined it completely yet. But I know that
one thing to keep in the back of our heads is, at least the Ennis property is not developed to any degree right now. If they want to come in and do something, we might want to work that into whatever approvals we give to
get the condition.
To use that portion of that space.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Thank you.
Oh, and then just I wrote a letter, Jordan, because at the work session we talked about kind of the lack of response that we got from PennDOT. So I wrote a letter to, I think, is that guy's name Paul?
Paul Lutz?
Paul Lutz, yes.
He's not one of the people I'm speaking with.
Yeah, right. Because he's the engineer, right? He's not the like the customer service person, correct?
Right, but we got two responses back from like customer service type people, and what they did was cut and pasted Jordan's questions with like a stamped answer, like you need a highway permit, you need a highway permit, and so there was zero information provided. So I'm writing a letter to him.
Do you have a recommendation of anybody we can reach out to at PennDOT, or do all municipalities have this much of a problem getting PennDOT to help them?
For specific items, let's say for traffic signals, that's Paul Lutz. I think for more general, we had issues with the brake retarders. We were sent to somewhere else.
Here's what I'm asking for. Maybe this will make it easier. But I'm saying that we're formally requesting that a traffic study be conducted at the intersection of Wawa Road and Valleybrook Road, also Matson Road at Valleybrook Road, and that we would like flasher permit for the stop sign at Valleybrook and Llewellyn Road. We also want a review from the department to determine if we can obtain a highway occupancy permit for traffic calming measures at St. Thomas Church.
I'm trying to think the last time I requested a traffic study for the warrants of a signal, who the PennDOT representative was. It might have been Belafonte or something like that. I'll find out who it needs to be.
Okay.
A question regarding Jordan's issue. Are there standard setbacks for like a gateway sign at an intersection such as this?
You're not supposed to have those inside the right of way, so the legal right of way. So depending what it is, usually they have to be at least 20 feet from the center line of the road. Okay. And if it's at an intersection from both roads.
I have one more question, and maybe I don't know the answer to this, but so in our budget for this year, we had upgrades to the sign at Valleybrook Road and Route 1 mm-hmm. and Stony Bank Road. They were going to do, I believe, the loops, since there are no loops in the road, they were going to do something up top.
Yeah.
And then there's the, because now we're going to have to put in a no U-turn sign there in the median. We were waiting to actually do it on the sign post. Mm-hmm. What's happening? And what's like, or where are we? Is there like a, is it Higgins doesn't have the time?
We've been trying, Borough Council already made, if you recall, we had a quote of about, I think it was like $5,000 for the upgrade at Stony Bank.
For Stony Bank, and Stony Bank was approved, I believe.
Right, but then since that time, since we shared the cost of that with Concord, I had to give Concord all the information that we had in the recommendations. And they came back and suggested a different type of system, which we had Higgins priced out. And then a newer technology has emerged over the last couple of years, and now they're entertaining that, Concord is. And that's instead of having cameras looking down each leg of an intersection, they have what they call a fisheye camera, which is one installation on one mast, which sees all the approaches at an intersection. So one facility would see Stony Bank, would see coming out of Wawa in both directions on Baltimore Pike. The problem with that is it's significantly more expensive than what we looked at for, you know, the one or two video cameras that we were going to have to upgrade. So I've been back and forth with Pannoni Associates, who's the engineer for Concord, trying to hone in on you know, what is the best value for the intersection. And hopefully I'm going to be coming back with a final recommendation to this council in the very near future.
Right. Have we done any of the traffic work, signal light that we budgeted?
No, not the big ticket signal items, no. There might have been some signage work done, but...
What, may I ask, are we waiting for?
Again, we wanted to start out on Stony Bank and Baltimore Pike, and it's been the issue with Concord Township agreeing on the proposed methods to improve the signal.
But don't we control the light at Route 1 in Valleybrook?
Yes.
So why are we not doing that?
We can move forward with that.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything, any other lights, any other work we can move forward with, given that, you know, it's October and we have a budget that we set, and
I think that was all, I think it was just those two intersections.
I believe so, yes. Mm-hmm. And there was something here at Smithbridge, but I think that was already done.
All right.
I do have a question for Matt.
Go ahead.
Matt, are you aware if Concord has any of those fishhook lights at any other intersections in their township?
No, I have a short list. One was out along Route 30 somewhere. I have a short list of about three installations in the area. I don't believe any of them are in Concord Township, though.
But, I mean, have you heard about the reliability of the new technology?
Well, Higgins says they're great.
Yeah, but they get to keep going out repairing them. It's great for them, but...
Okay, so if we could get on the Route 1 of Valley Brook at least, and then work, continue to work with Concord on the Stony Bank light.
I mean, even if they give us a price, like, I would like to start with a price, and then I guess work our way back to the value, but just so we have, we need to put something in for next year.
Okay.
Even if it's the same number we had in for this year, with the number for this, you know, we have a number for this year. If we can't get it done within the next 2 months, we have to move this budget over to next year. Is the number still the same? Do we have to go back to Higgins and say, hey, it's been a year, is your number still the same? So,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Susan.
Anything else on highways or transportation? No. All right. I don't think there's any issues for nominating a vacancy, is there? No. Public relations, communications, and...
I don't really have too much other than we're continuing to work on the website upgrade, the signage that we talked about already, and the newsletter that is coming out this month.
Yeah, I think next work session we'll like to give a presentation on the website itself.
Next work session?
Yes,
okay,
without
good.
An agenda.
Did you hear that, Sue? Put on the October work session agenda a presentation on the new website.
We'll call it the proposed. It's really a proposal.
Proposal, yeah.
It's a proposal.
It's, yeah, it's a proposal.
Yeah.
And it, is it the work session?
Yeah, the
yes.
work session. Okay, ordinance and code review. I think the only thing active under this is the property maintenance ordinance. Anything else, Frank?
Nothing to add that we've already discussed.
Discussed. Okay, good. We did have the recycle event. We recycled 8,575 pounds of electronic waste. I don't have the numbers on the paper. Did we get anything from the paper people on the recycling day?
What did you,
the numbers?
Did we
how
get
much?
Did we get any numbers
from
J&K on what they recycled on recycling day?
No, I called there and they said that prior to arranging it with them, you're supposed to ask them to have it written.
Did they send us a bill for that?
Well, they charge by event, $250. But she did say it's approximately 1.5 tons.
1.5 tons, okay.
But she said next time it has to be formally requested.
Ask in advance.
Because
okay, I didn't know that.
Another event.
Well, that whole paper thing went a little bit astray.
Did
so
we hear
anyway.
How their employee is?
I called him Monday and they said he was doing fine. But of course, it's HIPAA, so that was really all they would say.
Yeah.
Sure. So anyway, but yeah, I think it was a very nice event. So thanks everybody that helped out. Public safety, environment, anything, Philip? No, Jeff, anything? No, no report. And then planning and zoning, Mark?
I was not at the last planning meeting, just routine matters.
You know, the only thing I'm going to say, Mark, is I sent an email to, is it Chris Leiser that's the head of, yeah. We have not been getting Planning Commission meeting minutes. And okay. I asked him to give them to us back to January, and Sue says she hasn't gotten them yet. It's a big point of concern. So if you could, I'll follow up as well, but...
I'll follow up with Chris and Ellen.
And find out what's going on with that. Yeah. All right, thank you. Historical?
Ann and I visited the choir in the countries in the Arbor Square site on Saturday as they were preparing to do the demolition. We wanted to see if we could identify some items that we might be able to salvage that might be of any sort of historic value for the borough's collection. There's not much there, and the building is in terrible condition, but we have talked to the demolition crew, and they've been very cooperative in trying to maybe salvage a shutter or so, perhaps, that we might be able to hold on to. Mm-hmm. But that's about the extent of it at this point. I was also prepared to put forward a resolution this evening commemorating the 240th anniversary of the Battle of Brandywine, in which Cheshire played a part of in the aftermath. It is not on the agenda for this evening in light of public comment. made today. I'm willing to defer that until a later time if you would prefer.
Does anyone have any objection to discussing a resolution of the Borough of Chester Heights commemorating the 240th anniversary of the Battle of Brandywine? Okay, go for it, Jeff.
All right, may I read it?
Yes.
All right.
You can. So, you don't have to read every word. You can just hit the high points.
All right. I will. There are a few whereases. But basically, on September 11th, 1777, the Battle of Brandywine took place not far from here. It is known as the longest continuous battle of the Revolutionary War. It lasted a full 11 hours. And it was commanded on the American side by George Washington with 20,000 troops, and on the British side by 17,000 troops as well. Just skipping ahead, as at the end of the battle, the Americans did lose, but as they left the battlefield on the evening, I'll read this part of it. On the evening of September 11, 1777, a number of stragglers from the defeated American army, hungry, demoralized, and exhausted from the flight from the field at Brandywine, arrived at Logtown, then part of what is now Chester Heights, where they passed the night sleeping in the outbuildings and open fields. And whereas the army persevered despite the loss of this battle and went on to be victorious to win the to win our independence and create what is now called the United States of America. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council for the Borough of Chester Heights does hereby commemorate the 240th anniversary of the Battle of Brandywine and the significant part that Chester Heights played in the aftermath of the battle, and hereby urge all residents of the Borough of Chester Heights to reflect and celebrate the historic event that took place in and around our community 240 years ago.
And for those who aren't aware, there is a commemorative sign at the entrance to Logtown Road for that event. Okay. Logtown Road used to be what is now Valley Brook and Llewellyn combined. Logtown used to run down here, down all the way down to Chester.
Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved.
Ann makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Marta second. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Old business, there's nothing on that we need to discuss tonight. Is there any new business? Thank you. All right. Additional period for public comment related to matters discussed in tonight's meeting. First row, second row, third row, back row. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Ann makes a motion. Is there a second?
Wow.
Marta second. All in favor? Aye. Anybody opposed?
Wow. No.
I think that's a record.
Yeah, you did.
We just had a work session a week ago. I think we covered it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Definitely a recent record.
Turn that off. Please, sorry. Did I turn it off? I don't know.